This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Friday, January 31st, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Tariffs on Canada, Mexico start tomorrow. Watching the Republicans on RFK Jr. USDA sets deadlines for office return and OMB nominee takes step forward. Trump insists on new tariffs tomorrow. President Donald Trump is reiterating plans to hit Canada and Mexico with 25% tariffs starting tomorrow. We have to do that because we have very big deficits with those countries, Trump told reporters, adding that the tariffs, quote, may or may not rise with time. Trump also complained that both countries had not done enough to curb illegal migrants and fentanyl coming across the U.S. border. Trump has previously said he's considering 10% tariffs on China to begin the same day. China's going to end up paying a tariff and will make that determination of what it's going to be, he said on Thursday. Some Republicans uncommitted on RFK Jr. After two public appearances on Capitol Hill, some Republicans still appear uneasy about confirming Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to lead the Department of Health and Human Services. One of them is Senator Bill Cassidy, the Louisiana Republican, a gastroenterologist who chairs the Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee, which held its hearing Thursday. He repeatedly pressed Kennedy to say measles vaccines do not cause autism, but Kennedy continued to dodge this and similar questions related to the safety of immunizations, repeatedly saying he would review the evidence. After asking Kennedy to, quote, convince him that he would be a supporter of public health, Cassidy said during his concluding statement that he was still struggling with the nomination. He added that Kennedy may receive further questions from his office over the weekend. My responsibility is to learn, try to determine if you can be trusted to support the best public health, Cassidy said, or undermine it, always asking for more evidence and never accepting the evidence that is there. Republican Senators Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, Susan Collins of Maine are other members to watch as they voted against other Trump nominees. After the hearing, Murkowski did not indicate which way she may vote. I think that there were some questions that were particularly telling that when the science has been out there for a long time and has been proven, do you need to continue being the skeptic, Murkowski told reporters. Assuming all Democrats vote against him, Kennedy can only afford to lose three Republicans in the full Senate. The Senate Finance Committee has primary jurisdiction and can report the nomination favorably, unfavorably, or with no recommendation. The committee has not scheduled a vote. By the way, during yesterday's hearing, Kennedy said he would support avian flu vaccine development for humans and criticized the food industry. He said, quote, there's illness all over the farm community, and it's undoubtedly related to the intensity of chemical pesticides. You can read more from our coverage of the Senate Help Committee hearing at AgriPulse.com. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest dairy co-op in the country. Edge is a powerful advocate in Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Dairy has reached a crossroads. The time for change is now. As more milk is moving outside the federal milk marketing order system, we need to ensure basic protections remain in place for the farmer, such as timely payments and third-party verification. Edge says it's time to provide these protections to all dairy farmers. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. USDA sets first deadlines for return to office. The new administration has set deadlines for many USDA employees to be in the office 5 days a week. Senior leaders, including those in the senior executive service, must be on site every day starting Monday, according to a memo that was obtained by AgriPulse. Managers and supervisors who have assigned duty stations at a desk at a USDA office must be in the office full-time starting February 10th. Employees on telework agreements in the nation's capital region must return to office full-time by February 18th, assuming they're not covered by a collective bargaining agreement. Additional guidance is coming for other workers, the memo says. OMB nominee advances. Trump's pick to run the Office of Management and Budget, Russ Vought, is a step closer to Senate confirmation. Republicans on the Senate Budget Committee voted to approve Vought after Democrats boycotted the meeting in protest of this week's funding freeze. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer of New York said Vought, quote, will try again to illegally seize funds once he's confirmed as OMB director. Budget Chair Lindsey Graham, the South Carolina Republican, posted on X, quote, my Democratic colleagues decided to boycott, which is their right. The markup was short and pleasant. They were missed. Sort of. Lack of a new farm bill could require additional economic farm aid, Thompson says. House Ag Committee Chair Glenn G.T. Thompson of Pennsylvania says farm country will need to come back to the table for more economic aid if Congress doesn't pass a new farm bill by this fall. Now we can avoid that, he says on AgriPulse Newsmakers this week, but the way we avoid that is getting the farm bill done because the improvements we've made to the safety net programs will just prevent having to do that economic aid payments in the future. House Ag Committee Ranking Member Angie Craig of Minnesota also joins the program in discussing her outlook for the panel, including her concerns about GOP cuts to nutrition assistance. If those instructions include to cut SNAP, what ends up happening in my mind is you're cutting farm income, Craig says. Democrats could back Luttnitz's Commerce nomination. Trump's pick for Commerce Secretary Howard Luttnitz could secure some Democratic support when the Senate Commerce, Science, and Transportation Committee votes on advancing his candidacy next Wednesday. Although Luttnitz sparred with some Democrats during the hearing this week, others across the aisle are considering backing him for the job. I think I might find a way to yes, Colorado Democrat Senator John Hickenlooper told AgriPulse. Hickenlooper said he was impressed by the Cantor Fitzgerald CEO clarity and directness at his hearing. I think he's straightforward, Hickenlooper added. Senator Andy Kim, the New Jersey Democrat, also said he was open to voting for Luttnitz, but wants more information on his tariff stance before deciding. Wing consumption expected to increase during this year's Super Bowl. Americans are expected to increase their Super Bowl chicken wing consumption an estimated 1.5% this year, gobbling roughly 20 million more wings than last. That's according to the National Chicken Council. Football fans will eat an estimated 1.47 billion wings during the upcoming contest between the Kansas City Chiefs and the Philadelphia Eagles. Matthew McConaughey was right. Football is for food, NCC spokesperson Tom Super said in a release referring to the Hollywood actor and pitchman. Sure, there will be pizza, guacamole, chips, and dips, but when it comes to the Super Bowl, chicken wings rule the roost. Well, that's Daybreak for this Friday, January 31st, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Daly.